I could feel hot, wet tears on my face, and I choked back a sob. Have faith, I kept repeating. Have faith. But what if it didn't work? I needed to have faith in myself. Faith that I would not give in as Belinda had and allow myself to turn into a monster. Faith that whatever wrongs may have been done to me, I loved my family enough to suffer this pain to the last. Think of Christina, I told myself. I forced her angelic 3-year-old face into my mind and stared at it with my heart. She would be the one to suffer if I failed. Razor-sharp teeth pressed into the soft flesh of my upper arm. Then, with a rapid slash like that of a knife, they cut their way through skin and muscle as he drank. My eyes squeezed shut, but even though I could have, I didn't scream. Something like a hoarse whimper might have escaped my throat, but I kept my focus on the pictures in my mind. Christina's face had been replaced by Adam's, and again I told myself to be strong for him. Frank lifted his head, and I held my breath, unwilling to move or open my eyes. "There's blood trickling down your arm," Frank whispered. My heart plummeted. He didn't even sound like he was in pain. What a waste. The potion would help. There would be no more pain, and you could live forever. Powerfully. It wasn't going to work. How could I have even let myself hope it would be so easy? A vampire hunter would know more than a few tricks to make their blood poisonous to vampires, and I had let myself believe that it was a simple matter of drinking holy water. "Where shall I bite next?" Frank asked. It didn't even occur to me not to answer, because I had a suggestion all ready for him. Mutely, I pointed at my throat. "Get it over with," I was telling him. He chuckled, a sound that ended rather abruptly. "Maybe the wrist." He lifted my hand to his, razor-sharp teeth pressing against the smooth flesh. But he did not bite. Instead, he dropped my arm and fell backward a step. That's when I dared to open my eyes again. His face was twisted in pain and rage. "What have you done?" I didn't let my face give anything away. I had no idea how the poison would affect him, how serious it would be, how long it would last, or if it would kill him. But if I broke into a run, then maybe, just maybe, I could survive this encounter.